Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Philippians, chapter number 2. I'm going to be reading the first couple verses of Scripture, starting in the first verse. You just pray that God will bring everything out that He needs to. And leave the stuff in my mind that needs to stay in my mind. I got a blessing when I was studying this out. And we preached this morning. And it kind of goes along with tonight. I couldn't get that part of the scripture in the reading this morning about having a mind like Christ. And that just seemed like I couldn't get that out of my mind. And I began to read and I began to study. And God just kind of brought this all together. So if you would, just pray. And God will do everything He needs to do tonight. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 begins to read like this. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowel of the mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness and of the mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And you can be seated. And I thank you for reading that with us this afternoon or this evening. But we all know that I'm not the best reader. That's neither here nor there. So sorry if I stumbled through that. But I want you to realize something this evening that I just couldn't get that thought out of my mind. The mind of Christ, or linking up with Christ, or being like-minded like Christ was, or being Christ-like. And God kind of just brought this scripture to my mind. And I've read it before and never thought anything of it, but it just kind of blessed me this afternoon. And I want you to realize something today. If there's ever a time we need to be like-minded or we need to be Christ-minded, it's now. If there's ever a time that we need to be about His business, it's now. If there's ever a time that we need to do God's will, it's now. We can say that until we're blue in the face, because, Brother Chester, every moment we live in life, we should be about His business. And I began to think about this verse of Scripture here, talking about how we should love one another and be like-minded and one mind and one accord, and to do all these things and not to think of yourself higher than any other. But it also, it ended there in the fifth verse, that all these things were in Christ's mind to begin with. And I want you to understand something today, that Christ does nothing but love. Christ does nothing but care. Christ doesn't, now He is higher than you and I, but He made Himself lower than the angels when He came down here, and He took on a mantle of flesh. And I want you to understand something today. He did all those things so that you and I could look at His life, and you and I could look at who He was as a person, as a man, because He was 100% God, and yet He was 100% man all at the same time, Brother Chester. And I want you to realize something and understand something this evening, that if we're ever to be any kind of mind, if we're ever to have any kind of purpose or any kind of process or any kind of thought, it should be a Christly thought. And I know, I'll tell you right now that there's been times in my life where I haven't been that way. And I try and I strive to keep myself as godly as possible. But let's be honest, church. The flesh sometimes, Brother Chris, gets in the way, and I get angry at people when I drive. Or maybe I get upset at somebody when they do something to kind of put me in a position where I don't want to be at work. Or maybe if we go through to the supermarket or something like that, and I think about, if this person had 12 or 15, 16, 17, 20 things in their cart, and I'm holding one thing, and they jump in front of me at the supermarket. I'm telling you, we try to be godly minded. We try to do our best for the Chester to be Christ-like all the time, but we're human. And I'm trying to let you be, I'm, tr- trying to let you understand. I'm trying to teach you this evening that just because we're human doesn't mean we can't be Christ-like. Or just because we're human doesn't mean we can't have the mind of Christ. And I began to study things out, and I hope you got something from that. Hopefully you don't just think I'm a grumpy man because I'm just human. That's just who I am. Oh, but I want you to realize something tonight. With Dylan himself is never going to be a good person. Dylan himself is never going to be a nice person. Dylan himself is never going to be a joyous person. I struggle with depression all my entire life. Oh, but I want you to realize something. When I got a mind like Christ, when I got a Christ-minded mind, when I got my spiritual mind, that all changed. Oh, thanks be to God, I might go through life and I might get upset and I might look at people and wonder why they did me wrong. Oh, but thanks be to God above, God knows how to comfort and Christ knows how to comfort. I want you to understand something today. We may not understand what's going on in our life right now. We may not understand what's going on in our church right now. We may not understand. We may hope and pray for a pastor, which we should. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Don't let your mind get in the way of Christ's mind. Don't let who you are as a person override who you are as a child of God. God is going to do things in His own time, Brother Brother James, and He's going to do things in the perfect way that He always does. So what we got to do is we got to link up with Christ, and we got to get in His will, and we got to get in the way. I've heard it said, preachers say all the time, just let me get out of the way. I don't want to get out the way no more. I want to be in God's way. I want to be in the heart of it. I want to be in the thick of it, and I want to do whatever I can to stay as close unto being Christ-minded as possible today. Hey, you know that while Christ was on the earth, he didn't go to the publicans. He didn't need to. They thought they were fine. The people that he went to were the people that were broken or blind, or they couldn't walk, or they had nobody, or they were maybe an adulterer like the woman that they brought out naked, and she'd been caught in the act with a tester. That was you and me, church. We were lost in our sin, and we had a debt we couldn't pay. And Christ had a mind for you and me. Thanks be to God above. Oh, that He didn't care about who we were. He knew what we could be. Oh, thanks be to God that He didn't look over me. He turned His mind and His heart and His love towards Dylan Perry. And He saved me. And He made me new. And He gave me a Christly mind today. Hey, I'm preaching from my heart this evening. I love you so much. I'd do anything for this church. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. We got too many good stories to tell. We got too many good testimonies to hear. We got too many good things that have happened in our life to keep them inside of these walls. Christ had a mind for the people. Christ had a mind for the hurting. Christ had a mind for the sick. Christ had a mind for the lost. So we should have a like mind. Just like it said there. We should love one another. We should care for one another. We should have a like mind. We should be in one mind and one accord. So that we can do the work of God today. Hey, I'm trying to get there. I want you to understand something today. I'm trying, if God will allow me, kind of just to calm me, if He would just calm me down and let me do what He needs me to do today. I want to try and endeavor to preach about the mind and about what it is. Now, I want you to understand something today. The brain, that's what controls our body. Everybody knows that. Oh, but I don't know if you know this. But the neurons are little cells inside of your brain that make everything else work.
on there. It's 100 billion of them. Oh, and I want you to realize something today. They do nothing but intake information and push it to the parts of the body. That's their job. And I want you to understand something. If God will allow me to just do what He'd have me to do, I want you to understand that I'm trying to let you know that there's something inside of these neurons. When two people come together, it's been scientifically proven. When two people, they hook them up to monitors and they give them something to talk about, or they give them an idea and they're supposed to think about it. Naturally, we begin to speak to each other. That's just who we are. Oh, but they can watch the neurons firing inside of their brains, and those two brains begin to think like one. The brain of their neurons begin to fire in unison. Their neurons begin to fire. They've measured the brain waves. They're even on the same length in their brain, Brother Chris. Oh, thanks be to God. Oh, that there is a time when I can link up with Christ and our brain. Hey, his mind is higher than mine. Oh, and I'll never think like him. Oh, but thanks be to God when I can link up and I can begin to fire on the same neuron. I can begin to understand what He wants me to do. I can begin to realize my purpose in life when Christ talks to me. Oh, thanks be to God. Oh, they say that there's a saying in the science field that says that neurons that think together, fire together, something like that. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. If you and I think like Christ, our neurons are going to fire, and His neurons are going to fire, and we'll be on the same page, and we'll have love like Christ. We'll care like Christ. We'll walk like Christ. Oh, thanks be to God above. I just want to be linked up with the mind of Christ. Hey, those neurons, do you realize that they make up the nervous system? The nervous system, it starts at the brain and it goes down into the spine, and the nervous system goes down into the spine, and then it goes to the other places in the body. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Nothing in the body moves without the brain. Oh, what we could be doing with ourselves, what we could be messing up, what we could be ruining with our own thoughts and our own ways. Oh, but thanks be to God above. If we are like-minded as Christ, we link up with God and we let our minds come together, and I do my best and endeavor to get with God. Thanks be to God above. My neurons are going to fire, and God's way will be my way. Oh, praise God. All I want to do, I don't want my eyes to be anywhere but my Bible and on godly things. I don't want my ears to hear nothing but godliness and praise and glory. And I don't want my hands to touch nothing that ain't godly. I want God to be every part of my life. Oh, and I don't want my feet to walk contrary to His word. And I just want everything of me to be linked up with Christ so that I could be a light to this lost and dying world. Hey, do you realize that when the little babies are in their mommy's womb, they have a mind like their mommy? Oh, and thanks be to God. Oh, that when you and I were birthed into this thing we call grace, we had a mind like our mom and dad. Oh, praise God above. Oh, but the process of time and the things come up. We preached about it this morning that trials will come. Oh, but thanks be to God above. If we're linked up with God and we let our neurons fire when He does and we listen to what He's got to say and we don't move when He says not to, we move when He says to move, we speak when He says to speak, we will be a like-minded, Christ-minded people. Hey, I want you to understand how important neurons are. Yeah, let's pause right here for just a minute. And I want you to understand that without the activity in the brain, nothing else works. I want you to realize that if the brain didn't fire to the heart for the heart to pump, it would die. Oh, and if the heart didn't pump blood, the organs would die. And if the limbs, the extremities, didn't have blood flow, they would begin to rot. Oh, but not only that, the blood, if it sat still inside of your body, you know, there's these things, I can't quite remember what it's called. Oh, but it's inside of your blood, and it makes it clot up. I can't remember the name. Oh, but do you realize that if the brain didn't tell the heart to pump, that the blood inside of your veins would atrophy and it would clot up and it would begin to rot and die? I want you to realize something today. If we only understood, and we only realized how precious a like-minded or a Christ-minded body is, or a Christ-minded spiritual brain. Oh, if we take our mind off of God, He's going to begin to take some things away. Oh, but all I want to do is let my mind be like Christ-minded. Hey, if we take our mind off of Him, you know what's going to happen? Spiritually, our neurons are going to stop firing. And let me tell you this right now. My people and your people are too precious for me not to have a Christ-like mind. My people and your people, their need for the gospel is too much of a burden on me for me to give up now and let my body just sit there and rot and die, spiritually speaking. Oh, thanks be to God above. I've got a job to do, and I'm gonna do it! Hey, I don't know who you are. I don't know where you're struggling right now. Oh, but just trust me on this. Just keep in community with, I'll keep in community with your people. Keep in community with your church. Keep in community with Christ and God and the Holy Ghost. And you'll be all right. You'll come out on top because, oh, thank God above. My dad, he sings a song that stays the back of the book. It says we win. So you and I, we're not going to lose. We've got heaven to gain. But I want people to go. I want my friends and family to go with me. I want my dad's buddy Stuart to go. And I want his little boy to go. And I want your lost family to go. And I want my cousins to go. And my cousins Megan and Ashley. Oh, they said they want to come and they want to be part of the service. I don't know if it'll ever happen. Oh, but while I wait for it to happen, because I know the God I serve, I'm just going to do my best to keep firing on the line with God and keep my mind where His mind is so that I can be as godly as possible today. Because let me tell you something. The world that we live in, Uncle Jan, you could do 100 good things and they wouldn't let a word go. Oh, but as soon as you lose your cool, or as soon as you lose a grip on it, as soon as you yell, or as soon as they find you somewhere that they think you ought not to be, they're going to bring it up. Well, if that's the God you serve, I don't need that kind of God. Let me tell you something. That's just an excuse right from the devil's mouth. And they don't even know it. Oh, but if we stay godly minded, if we link up with God and Christ and the Holy Ghost, they will find no fault. The brain, it's precious. The brain controls everything else. So, and the world wonders why they're in the shape that they're in. It's because their brain controls them. Oh, but my brain don't control me. The Spirit of God controls me. Oh, and thanks be to God, that's the way it is. Because I would be a mess, and I would be worse off. Oh, but thanks be to God above. Since I've linked up with Christ, and I've got a Christly mind, I can do all things because He strengtheneth me. You think you ain't got it? You know, there's things inside your mind, Brother Chester. When I used to play football and I used to wrestle, my body would begin to give out, Brother James. But something inside of your body, something inside of your mind, just gives you a little bit more to push on. And now I didn't realize this at that point, but that's your neurons. That's your neurons firing to keep you in fight mode. That's your neurons firing to keep you stable. Thanks be to God above. Oh, and my body begins to spiritually wear out. All right. Man, when I would play football, Brother Chester, I would always be winded. Oh, but something inside of me made me push farther. Let me tell you something. If you're doing work for God, you're always going to be winded. Oh, but thanks be to God above. He will help you push through it if you'll let Him today. Once the neurons in your body or your brain decide that they're done, the rest of the body begins to die. Spiritually speaking, it's the exact same way. Once you decide that you're done, once you decide that you've had enough, once you decide I'm not going to do this anymore, that's when spiritually the neurons begin to stop firing. Oh, and you lose your testimony, and you lose your power, and you lose the fire that Jeremiah talked about that was set up inside of his bones. Oh, but let me tell you something. If you'll just let God push you to the next level, you'll unlock so many things in your life. Hey, let me tell you this right now. Hey, up until recently, the scientists thought we could only use 10% of our brain. Now let me tell you this. They realize now that because of the equipment they were using, Brother Chester, that they misjudged the ability of our brain. Oh, let me tell you something. You may think you can only function on 10% of the gospel, 10% of the Holy Ghost, 10% of your salvation, but let God unlock the rest of your brain. Let God unlock the rest of your neurons, and you'll go to new heights that you've never thought were possible today. They've unlocked new chambers in the brain. As far as neurons go, they've unlocked all kinds of things they didn't even know was possible. Oh, but thanks be to God above. Oh, I know that with God all things are possible. And if I just trust in Him, all of my neurons will fire on time today. Spiritually speaking. Now let me tell you something. There's plenty of times in my life, naturally speaking, where I wasn't where I needed to be, what I needed to be doing, and I got in trouble. Let me tell you something. That's going to be the same way spiritually speaking. Those neurons, the Spirit will tell you if you're doing something good or you're not. Oh, but I want you to realize something today, that if we would just get in tune with God, if we would just let God control everything about us, we would be in a better position. We would have power with the ones around us. We would be able to give our testimony, and it would... Hey, I'm not saying it's going to change somebody's mind, Brother Chester, but it'll make them think. Oh, God's the only one that can change somebody's heart. God's the only one that can change somebody's direction. God's the only one that can change their want-tos, their habits. He can take them. Oh, but thanks be to God above. If we are in tune with God and we are linked up with God and we're linked up with the Spirit, they'll see you and me and they'll notice that there is a difference. Something that I thought was amazing. Brother Chester, I was reading and I was studying up this afternoon. I never knew this before, but I'm sure all of us know about the monarch butterflies, how they make their migration. They start off in the southern part. They start off in South America. They make their way up to Canada, and then they make their way back. That's what they do, that all the time. But it takes 4 generations of monarch butterflies to make that entire trip. Me and my dad were talking about this the other day, just in happenstance. But I want you to realize something today. I didn't know this, but it's specific to monarch butterflies because of the journey that they take, that their antenna are like our brain. They see that they can feel the sun, and the neurons inside of those antenna find the sun, and they tell the brain of the monarch butterfly what direction to go, when to go, and how to go. In other words, their neurons fire. They're hardwired. Mammal Jane, they're hardwired to follow the sun. They're hardwired to go in the direction that the sun tells them to go. Or else they wouldn't make the journey by then. They wouldn't be able to. Do you realize that there's just millions and millions of butterflies, these monarch butterflies, beautiful, that make this migration all every time. Every time there's millions and millions of them. Friend, that's you and I. Spiritually speaking, that's you and I. We're hardwired to follow the sun. We're hardwired that nothing is going to keep us from getting to our destination. There's not a possible way. Those monarch butterflies, they fly until they get where they need to go. They flutter, they go, they do whatever they need to do to get there. To get to where they stop, and they pick up, and they do the same thing back home. Let me tell you something tonight, church. You and I, we're hardwired to do something. Our makeup, our entire genetic makeup, that's what I was trying to get to you earlier. Genetically speaking, the spleen is always the spleen, the heart's always the heart, the lungs always the lungs, and the kidneys and all those things. Nothing about them is different from the entirety. They just get bigger. Do you realize that the brain and the neurons inside of the brain, they are ever changing because of the surrounding that you're in? The surrounding, what we put ourselves in, where we put ourselves, the surroundings that we put around ourselves affects us. Naturally and spiritually speaking. Brother James, would you please come get a song? Stand if you would. Naturally speaking, on the natural side, Brother Jerry, it's called a social something. I can't remember. I wish I could because it was fascinating. It's got something to do with your social interacting. Who you put yourself with, where you put yourself, your job, your family, everything around you makes you who you are. And your neurons understand that. You know what they do? When you try to do something new, that's when they say that the brain is the only organ inside of the body that continues to grow as you get older. Eventually, your lungs stop growing. And eventually, you stop getting taller. And eventually, your spleen and your kidneys and all of the organs inside your body, they get to their bounds and they stay there. But your brain is always growing. Your neurons are always firing. Because of the situations that we put ourselves in or that we find ourselves in or where we are in our life, your 10-year-old brain isn't the same as your 50-year-old brain. It's the same spiritually speaking. A new Christian, when you're new, everything's vibrant and you're learning and you're doing all these things. But when you're 50, spiritually speaking,
some things should be different. I've stunted my own growth because I wasn't willing to go and I wasn't willing to link up with God. I've stunted my own growth. I've stopped neurons from firing at times. Some of the neurons in my spiritual life could be fried up. I don't know. That can happen in your life. You can do things to your brain to sear and to fry those neurons from firing. That's why they say that drinking alcohol and smoking and doing drugs, that's the adverse effect that it has. Outside things affect your neurons. Let me tell you this. Don't let something from the outside of your spiritual realm, of who you are as a person in the spirit, don't let something else fry some of your neurons. Stay as clean and as perfect and as pure as you can. Because you may need those neurons later. I may never get to go down a road that I could have gone because I burned a neuron. I fried a neuron. Friend, don't let the things around you affect your spiritual life. Life is life. People are going to be people. There's going to be mean people. There will be nice people. There'll be people that you call an acquaintance. There'll be people that you call friends. There'll be people that you say you can't stand. That's just who we are. It's our social ineptitude. Let me tell you something, though. The things outside of your life shouldn't affect you so much that it changes who you are. Spiritually speaking, it's the same way. The storms of life, the fiery darts of the devil, the traps that he sets should not affect your spiritual, neurological makeup. We should always be linked up. We should always be linked up with God. We should always be in tune with God. We should be in tune with one another. Being around somebody else chemically changes your neurons. You can grow neurons. Your neurons grow and they get larger and they can accept more information or they can grow smaller. Situations in your life can better you or they can hinder you. Being around God's people makes me feel better. Being around God's people builds me up. And going back to what I talked about, how they can bring two people together, talk about the same thing, and their minds begin to fire on the same level. That will always change the next person. Those two people leave out of that study changed. We may not see eye to eye on everything, but it shouldn't affect our love for one another. We may not feel 100% of the same stuff, but if you're my brother in Christ, I'm going to love you no matter what. I'm going to care about you. I'm going to make sure you're okay. I'm going to be as good as I can be to you. And I'm going to love you to the best of my ability. That's what our job is. Or else he would have said, fail not to assemble yourselves together. Or in that verse of scripture, he wouldn't have told them to be like-minded and to be the same. Your brain likes repetition. The spirit likes repetition. But the brain accepts new things. The spirit does the same. What I'm saying is,
Let's not fall into a form and a fashion. Let's follow God. If God says do it, let's do it. Let's link up with it. If you're worried about something in your life, link up with God. He'll give you His thought process. He'll give you His mindset. He'll give you His direction, and you'll be okay. What are we going to do with Him tonight? I endeavored to preach to you what I possibly could. And I hope you got something from it this evening. But if I can leave you with anything, I mentioned this morning being yoked up with Him. Be yoked up with Him. If you're yoked up with, if you think about an ox, if an ox is yoked up with another ox, they're always going the same direction. They can't turn around on one another. One ox can't go the opposite direction of the other ox. They're always going the same way. We need to be yoked up with Him. We need to be in His mind. We need to do our best to get in His mindset. We need to do our best to stay in His mindset. Because, Brother Mike, there's no other mindset that's ever going to get us anywhere. Our own mindset will cause us grief and pain and sorrow. But if we link up with God and we let our neurons fire with His neurons and we let our spirit fire with His spirit, we'll never find ourselves in a situation that we wonder where we got, how we got here, or what happened, or why is it going this way. If we trust God, we'll know He's doing everything for our good. There's a scripture that even says that He knows the good that He knows the plans that He's got for us, and they're good thoughts and not bad thoughts. He loves us tonight. So let's link up with Him. Let's do our best. I'm not saying that we're never going to be perfect until we get to heaven. Amen. But we need to strive to be as perfect as we can while we're here, so that God can use us to our full ability. And that the world can see God through you and I. I love you. I appreciate you. Is there anything anybody else has to say or do before we close out?